Have you subscribed to the Creative Sailin newsletter yet? If not, now is the perfect time. Amanda and I have been working on getting our hands on every single thing that has to do with beauty and light that we can find, and we are compiling it all into small newsletters that will go out every single week through the whole Advent season. So that's recipes, photography, music, poems, devotionals. It'll be like a treasure hunt. We want you guys to join us. So go to our Instagram, Creative Sailin Instagram, and you can click on the link in the bio to sign up for our newsletter. And you can also just go to amandalu.substack.com.
Like, I need to hibernate.
I feel like it starts getting dark 4:30, not very long after the kids get out of school, and it's dark when we get up, and then I'm just like ready. I'm like discouraged because I'll be like, hey, I think it's time to start wrapping this up and going to bed, and I realize it's like, I know, 6 o'clock at night. Like, oh, okay.
Yeah. Or I start prepping dinner at like 3 o'clock and I'm like, yeah, okay, I guess it's dinner time. Like,
oh, yeah.
I'm ready for bed.
Yeah. Yep. Okay. So is this the week two of Advent, correct?
This is week two. Yeah. Two and a half.
Right. Two and three quarters. How's your week been?
It's been okay. You know, there's been really good things and then really annoying, irritating things, but it's been pretty good.
Yeah.
How's yours?
Same. It's been really good. I have like this continual stuffy nose and it's just making me feel like I can't see or hear or think clearly. And I just have like a sinus headache and it just makes me grumpy to everyone. But it's been all the things, but we kind of tossed around, we were talking on the phone and we talked about, so the theme of this week, or the candle, I guess, of this week's Advent would be peace. And there's so many things that are a little bit counter to peace this time of year, and peace is such, so cliche with Christmas that it almost feels like it loses its meaning a teeny bit. So one thing you mentioned was like how this time of year it feels like you stress a lot about money, you know, and everything. Yeah. Like if our car was to break down, it would be like around Christmas, or if something would, you know what I mean? It just feels like there's always a financial element that you're being asked to like not lose your peace over. And I think the big bad like comparison of like, how am I doing Christmas? Am I making a good experience for my kids? Am I like having a cute Christmas at my house?
Yeah.
I will say that our house is not the cutest on in our neighborhood for Christmas, and it's just all stuff. I know that's surprising, but it's all stuff you just gotta like think about. And I've been sitting with like, what does that stuff have to do with peace, except for the fact that it definitely robs me of my peace. So I read a quote today that I wanted to read to you, and then you can respond, you can read me anything you've ran into that maybe will speak to this or help. But this is a little small quote by Anne Voskamp, excuse my plugged nose. I will not climb any ladders today or this Christmas to impress anyone. There are no ladders to climb up because Christ came down one to get me. God doesn't want to number my failures or count my accomplishments as much as he wants me to have an encounter with him. So I don't know. I just keep thinking of that. Whether it is like financial or making everything beautiful or having a really good experience. It does feel like I am climbing up a lot of ladders that leaves me lacking in peace and well-being sometimes. And so I've been sort of checking myself on that this week. And especially with finances, I've been thinking, like, why is there that element? Like, I think we're supposed to feel the weight of the cost a little bit, just because it kind of represents the gifts. Gift giving is supposed to represent the gift that was given to us in Jesus. And it, like I told you, it definitely didn't cost him nothing. So I've been trying to be like, it's not the point of how much money you spent, but if you're feeling the weight of, like, I don't know, like a little bit of a burden with buying gifts and stuff, it's like, I don't know, maybe we're supposed to feel that tension a little bit.
Yeah. No, I like that. I like what you're saying too, just about it is a season that there's just so much expectation on, you know, that is unnecessary, but we do put a lot of expectation on. It's not going to be a good Christmas if we don't do, you know, we all have our own checklists, or we all have things that, you know, our traditions or things that we feel like we need to make sure happen for our kids, or that we buy for each other, or whatever. And yeah, I've been kind of wrestling with that too. I was thinking that the other day, and I told you this when I was coming home from the store, like, I just felt like God showed it to me as I was driving. Like, the two things you think about in December are me and money. And that's it. You think about Jesus and money. And I don't know. That's just something that I'm like, I'm not there. Like, I haven't arrived at any answers to that, but I'm just thinking, like, I'm just aware of it. And like, I don't like that. I don't want to be like in this constant tug of war between those two tensions, you know? And so kind of what you were saying too, like, just maybe paying attention and being aware of, like, this is where my mind goes, you know, where, yeah, I do put a lot of expectation or yeah, just put a lot of unnecessary stress that maybe is just rolling around even in the back of my mind that I don't even realize is there, you know, but I'm just carrying constantly. And then it does have to come out sideways somewhere, you know, where, you know, the kids might notice, like, why are you so irritated? Why are you so cranky?
Yeah.
I've been trying to let go of a lot of things that I've been like, why do I care about certain things so much? Even even letting the kids like decorate the house for Christmas, you know, like they got into all of the boxes.
Right.
And I let them do whatever they wanted, basically. And the house, it is not cute. It's cute because kids did it, but it's not like pretty, you know? Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I kind of like it. I don't know. I just kind of like this a lot better. And then after they get school done in the afternoons, have been wanting to wrap all of their presents and things like that. And usually I do all the wrapping, and then we'll let them help like write tags and stick bows on or whatever. But like, why? Just, you can wrap it. Sure. Go through all the wrapping paper. It can look awful. And, you know, just like little things like that, that I'm just like slowly realizing, like, man, I've had like a white knuckled grip on this whole month for many, many years. And it has not been enjoyable, you know? So I don't want to come out the other side of December being like, thank God it's over. I really hated that. You know, I want it to be something that maybe was like, you know, sweet and refreshing, or it was beautiful, or their aspects of it were beautiful, and not just like, just trying to think of this constant strategy of how you can pay for everything and make everything happen. And I don't know, somehow defeat time and energy and space and your finances and win the Christmas game, you know. Yeah. It's like a video game that I'm gonna, like, this year I'm gonna beat the level.
Yes. Yeah. I think a big benefit of getting older is that we touched a little bit on the weekly newsletter that's going to be coming out on learning how to receive when it comes to peace. But I think you really only can receive peace when you learn to just kind of give it up, give up, like let go control of your expectations and not settle, but just be open to something new and different than you ever thought it would look like. So just when you kind of loosen your white knuckled grip, like you talked about, sometimes there's just like this rush of relief and peace that you never knew was possible, that can kind of fill in and ooze in all those gaps that you're like, yeah, no, I'm not gonna make this happen this year. It's just not my year for this. And I found last year, every ounce of control was ripped away from me because Fletcher was born in the fall. And there's a lot I want to actually not lose from that, because our Christmas was so pared back and so simple. And we did so much receiving from people that was really hard and awkward for me, just like to be like, yeah, I have nothing in me that can put together Christmas for my kids because I'm up at the NICU all the time. And I just learned that there's just a lot of stuff that we didn't do last year that I'm okay with going forward and not doing anymore, unless it's like a joy. But if it's an obligation, I'm like, yeah, I'm okay. That last year was really nice to just let all that go. So
yeah.
Are there,
I feel like some of my sweetest Christmas memories have been like the years when maybe things were like really hard and not great, you know, or like finances were really, really tight. I remember even this one year when my oldest son was like the baby and he was it. And I just was like, we're going to make this such a great Christmas. And I think Wade was, my husband was like without work and we were trying to get him into like nursing school. And then my parents had just lost their jobs because of the recession. And so they were without work and trying to figure out how to scrimp and save and do everything. And it was like Christmas. And I was miserable because I convinced Wade that like Tobin needed this like beautiful hand carved like sled with his name on it. It cost us like hundreds of dollars. And we didn't have that kind of money, but we made it happen. And it was like, he was two. He didn't like it. He didn't care, you know? And I had tried to make like all of these, like it was before Pinterest, but like something online that I had seen, like this, these cookies for like this Christmas tea. And they all burnt. And I was like, so bummed, like all of these things that just weren't working out. And I just remember like very specific, sweet things, like taking my son to like, go see the living nativity and him being so fascinated with like the plastic baby Jesus, he thought it was real. And like, and it just kind of like jolting me. Like I was like, well, there's other things to see and there's other things to do. And there's like, I don't know, all these little activities for kids. And he just wanted to be at the manger and just wanted to stand there. And then my mom had felt, she like cried and cried Christmas morning. She felt so terrible because she couldn't really afford to spend a bunch of money on Tobin, but he loved when she would bust out her old guitar from when she was like a teenager. And she learned all of his favorite Christmas songs and played the guitar for him that Christmas. Uh-oh. And I will never forget it. I like cried even thinking about it. And it was like the most beautiful gift because he could care less about the $100-$200 sled and he could care less about any of the presents. And he just sat there while she played the guitar and just like clapped and smiled and laughed and he just loved it. And it was just like that, those are, I don't know, it was just beautiful. Anyway, I think about that almost every Christmas when I'm tempted to be like, I think I need to get one more extra thing for each kid, or you know, I don't know,
so much.
Sign up for one more activity or something.
Yeah. Oh, I love that story. And I loved your sweet mom giving me granola and salsa.
That's true. Yeah, she made granola and salsa for my people favorite. And I know she felt so terrible and it was like, this is beautiful. This is like authentic Christmas straight from the heart. Yeah.
Yeah. There's something about the beginning of life and the end of life, and not to be morbid, but like even when as you get older, that clarifies a lot. Like my grandpa just turned 90 and I did the same thing, just agonized like, what do you get a man who has everything he wants and who has been all over the world and does not need anything and has money? And my mom got him a book about horses with lots of horse pictures because he used to work on a ranch. And my uncle got him a chair that rocked so he could look at his books in it. And then I just wrote him a letter. And he sat in his chair and looked at his horse pictures and read his letter, and he was all teary, and he was like, this is the best birthday, you know. And I was just like, oh yeah. There's something that's just really beautiful about that, because he just didn't need anything. And so then his gifts really kind of meant a lot. And so the beginning of life, I never get my probably 0 through 2 year olds any presents, because I'm like, you don't care, you don't know. Grandma's always so over the top.
Grandma's got you covered.
Yeah, but like, I've been taking little Fletcher outside to look at the lights, and I mean, I have, you know, these times alone during the day. I like took him out to like watch the snowfall, or sit with him in front of the tree and let him look at lights, and just like those little things, because he's at the beginning, everything is wonder filled. And I think at the end, as you get older, everything just is more like meaningful. And so those are things I'm like, well, we got to fill in the middle with a lot more of that stuff, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. I like it.
Have you come across anything in your readings this week that we should hear?
I had a little section in this book called Every Moment Holy. It's just liturgies and prayers for every day, every moment in your life. But he does have a little section on Christmas. And so I was just going to read a little section of it that I thought was a good prayer that I liked.
Yes.
So I have two readings, actually, and I have one more. But so this one is from Douglas McKelvey, and he writes this liturgy for the Christmas season. I'm just going to read the middle of it.
Right.
Because just as something to like come back to and think about, like, what is the point of all of this anyway? Why do we go through all of the hoops and the loudness and the lights and the fanfare and everything of Christmas.
Right.
So he said, as we decorate and celebrate, we do so to mark the memory of your redemptive movement in our broken world, O God. Our glittering ornaments and Christmas trees, our festive carols, our sumptuous feasts. By these small tokens, we affirm that something amazing has happened in time and space, that God, on a particular night, in a particular place, so many years ago, was born to us, an infant king, our prince of peace. Our wreaths and ribbons and colored lights, our giving of gifts, our parties with friends, these have never been ends in themselves. They are but small ways in which we repeat that sounding joy first proclaimed by angels in the skies near Bethlehem. So that is from the prayer. And then this morning I was reading out of Watch for Light, with readings for Advent and Christmas. And just the last little paragraph, because we've been talking about the angels, and this is the week of the candle that we light is the peace candle, and the angels proclaiming peace on earth with those with whom he is well pleased.
Yeah.
The last paragraph I just thought was beautiful, so I'll share it from December 9th reading.
Mm-hmm.
The peace on earth the angels proclaimed as reconciliation with God. It is brought about by the coming of Christ into our poverty. In John's words, herein is love, not that we loved God, but that he loves us. And that was by Philip Britz today. So
I love that.
Those are my readings for today.
Those are both very good and very congruent with all the thoughts tumbling around in my mind. Tell me what you're eating, listening to, watching this week that we should know.
Let's see. Mostly, it's not really food. I've been drinking a lot of coffee, especially late into the afternoon, because we finally have snow falling here, and it just feels like so cold and cozy. So I've been drinking a lot of coffee. And I told you about the Advent playlist that I've been listening to.
Yeah.
From the Porter's Gate. But you know what I found, which I just thought was like so sweet for some reason, and I think it's just hitting me hard right now. It's just a song by Molly Tuttle, because we went and saw her in Chattanooga.
She's my favorite.
I know. So she redid that Little Toy Trains song. It's like just the sweet little country song about like having your little boys go to bed because Santa Claus can come out and put the toys under the tree. But I don't know, it's probably hitting me harder this year because I have three boys, and one of them is just hitting that phase of being like, I don't really want to do anything that has to do with Christmas because it's not cool anymore right now, you know, and it's like so sad to me. So all of these songs, I'm just like, oh, I miss my little boy that like getting trains and toys. And so that's what I'm listening to. Or like She and Him, the Christmas album. That was fun.
Yes.
Yeah.
All their Christmas music.
That's what I'm listening to. Drinking lots of coffee. I'm just going to make lots of soups and things like this this upcoming week. Lots of hot things. Yeah. And watching, I don't know, last night I watched an episode of The Office with my 14-year-old son who's not into Christmas, and it was funny. What I'm watching,
never go
wrong. Oh, you know, I will tell you what I'm watching. I forgot, Wade and I started watching the Beatles documentary that came out on Disney Plus. Have you seen that?
He just texted me about it, and so I have it queued up.
Oh my! Okay, so he's like watched most of it. I've only watched like the first episode because each one's like 2 hours long. It's crazy.
Wow!
But oh my gosh! Talk about I'm so inspired by like how creativity works through that because of just how they get together and they're just like having fun and jamming and playing. And then you see little tiny snippets of songs that were like, oh my gosh, that's Don't Let Me Down. Oh my goodness, that's, you know, like all of these different songs that you're like, I know those songs. We all know those songs, but they're just conceiving them. And it's like watching a birth in a way, like in a beautiful way, in a really beautiful way. It's like watching a birth. And I was just like so blown away by what the creative process is, and getting to watch it through what this documentary does is amazing. So I want you to watch it so we can talk about it.
I will. That, like, anything to do, I've been listening to tons of podcasts about stand-up comedy and the process behind the scenes about it, like anything to do with how writers write or how makers make or what something starts out and then how it finishes, and people pulling on the thread of an idea and chasing it down like a dog with a bone. It's like cracked to me because I'm in love with that process so much. And that's all I ever do. I never have any shiny finished products, but I'm always like chasing down a thread of something. It's hoping it turns into something.
Yes.
I love
that. But then it also helps you feel like when you see like kind of the messy, rough draft version where you're like, oh, okay.
Right.
I just thought everyone else was like really good at this, or just sat down and was like, I'm going to paint Starry Night, you know, or I'm going to create this song or whatever. And it's like, oh no, it was like messy and they didn't know the lyrics to like several stanzas and all of those things before it finally was like, here it is. And yeah, it's a process. And I just need to see that. You know, I need that kind of encouragement. So I've loved it.
I can't wait to watch that. I've been watching a few different things. I've gone back and revisited The Middle because it's short, it's funny, and it's about a family who has a really just messy life, and it just makes me laugh. And there's no drama or trauma, never is going to make you cry. And the episodes are like 20 minutes. So that's like, sometimes that's
low commitment. Yes.
Yes. It's like going back to the office or Parks and
Rec. Yes.
I also, Cody and I have been taking turns on the weekends, like naming a Christmas movie that we haven't seen since, or like that's from like the 90s. Like, I've never seen Home Alone, but he has very fond memories of watching Home Alone.
Fun. Yes. And so you thought we weren't allowed to.
Yeah. He's like, you have to watch it. I was not allowed to watch that movie. Are you kidding me? And also, like, once I was allowed to watch it, and I was like, you know, in my 20s and I could do what I wanted, I'm a married woman, okay?
Watch PG-13.
This is PG-13 and I am 23. I found it pretty dumb, but that's because I didn't have all these like good memories attached to it. And it was Jurassic Park, like we were for sure not allowed to watch that. And then Cody was like, oh my gosh, you have to. And I was like, what, this is what I was missing? This is so dumb. But so we're gonna like go watch that. I made him watch Sleepless in Seattle. I think next I'm gonna pick, like, on Saturday or Sunday, While You Were Sleeping, which I don't know if I've really seen all the way through, but I remember it being like a big deal when I was younger.
Oh yeah, I remember Sandra Bullock, right? She was like the big deal.
Yes. For so long. And it's on Disney Plus, so I was like, okay, that's a good 90s one.
Fun.
So
I love that you're doing that. I'm inspired. I want to do that.
Yeah, it's been kind of fun because it's like movies from when you're a pretty little kid, and then you're like, oh, that's cool to see it now as an old person. Oh, there's one other thing. Oh, the Shrink Next Door.
Deep.
And it's based on a true story. It's good, it's kind of funny, it's kind of like heartbreaking. Oh my gosh, my cat's barfing on the floor. Ugh. I'm gonna have to edit that out.
Don't do it.
Well,
this is real life and it's messy and people need to know.
He freaking barfed.
We're not perfect people. You just need to know our cats puke too.
I'm very approachable. Oh my gosh.
That's the cat gagging in the background.
Okay, I'm gonna move along and just pretend this is not happening, and then I'll wake Cody up.
Cody, get out of your gentle slumber and take care of it.
There's a gift for you waiting. Okay, I've been going back and listening to a song the last couple days, which is Sarah Grove's version of "Angels We Have Heard on High," and it's a really pretty version. Oh. It's very folky. And it's kind of, I like that song because it's just about the, like what we're talking about, the angels kind of throwing a concert and announcing Jesus's birth. And so I like that
one.
Yeah. And I have just been having iced coffee, and I've been on like an oat milk thing, and I don't have that much milk, dairy. Hardly all, not because I'm allergic. I love dairy, but just because I have a lot of oat milk. And a couple days ago, I went through the drive-thru and the girl I usually get coffee from is like, I'm having an iced coffee with eggnog instead of cream in it. Do you want to try that? And I was like, yes. And
yes, I do.
My gosh.
Is it good?
Oh yeah. It really, okay. But it's like crack, because I've been trying to go back and like recapture that first time I had it, and like, because it was so good. So I don't know what she did, but I've gone back every morning since, and I don't understand my health problems. My blood pressure and everything else is totally unrelated. So no, I'm excited. It's been really good. And I've been like taking little Fletchy for a drive, or Fletcher and Gigi, and we've been looking at Christmas lights. So it's been really fun. Mm.
Yeah, that sounds good.
P.S. We're going to Jim Gaffigan this weekend, so that'll be fun.
I want to hear what made you laugh the hardest at that. That'll be fun.
Yeah. Well, thanks for meeting with me. Thanks for all your golden nuggets of insight. I'm really sorry about my disgusting cat.
Oh, I love it. I think that's amazing. Yes, like, can I be on your podcast?
Jesus, who needs attention? Oh my god. Ugh. Okay, well, let's meet back. We are, so for everyone listening, there will be a newsletter dropped in your email inbox this weekend.
Yeah, tomorrow I'm gonna drop it. I'm gonna do it.
Go to our Instagram and click in the link to sign up to receive those if you want. There's recipes, discussion, beautiful pictures, all the things that we're kind of discussing here on the podcast too. And we'll be back next week.
Sounds good.
Okay.
Have a good week.
Have a good week.